Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. This is Rob Wilson, Cowboy Wisdom NLP Radio. I'm with Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching. I am a hypnotherapist, an NLP practitioner, Reiki master, published author. But most of all, I enjoy doing my radio shows with everybody so everybody can listen. But today I want to talk about something I've really discovered and uncovered in my life. And it's called thinking outside the box. You know, you can get outside of the box, but you're still in a box because the word box is in your mind. And we've always been caught up in these words, and, you know, we don't think much about them. But every word you say has a different effect on your subliminal mind. And that is where we really got to expand the people and expand your life is in the subliminal mind. And that's where you got to get to new images and new words and new everything. And I've learned to write in rhymes. And the reason I write in rhymes is because it gets the subliminal mind. And it actually can open up your life to a new way and a different way. And that's where we really get caught up in just in things. And we just get in a turmoil when things don't go the way we are. If somebody thinks different, they really get in a bad way. They get mad at everything. And we've been taught, and am I guilty? Yes. But we've been taught to get mad over everything. I mean, if we get mad, we think if we get mad, everybody is afraid of us. Actually, it's totally the other way around. When you get mad at somebody, that's you being mad at you. And you're mad at your own abilities. And then we get inside the box, but we think we're thinking outside of the box. But if you watch the words that you write, that'll tell you where you're at in life. I'm starting to understand this a lot. Words tell you everything about your life. They really do. And it's easy to get caught up in everything when you can't do, you get caught up in stuff and not move forward. And that's what happens with us. We're so ingrained with yesterday that we can't do anything today. And that's what happens when life gets miscombobulated. And we really start to think we're doing something different and we're doing something different than somebody else, but yet we're doing the same. How is that you? I know it's me sometimes. And it really comes down to Rob letting go of being attached to everything. And, you know, when I'm attached, life just goes in a different direction. And, you know, it's when you get caught up and you're paying attention to everything but where you're going, and you're not paying attention to your sire desires. That's where life really gets miscombobulated and really caught up in yesterday. See, we're 2011, and we're still talking about the same recession since 2008, and we're talking about the same thing, we're blaming the same people, and we're really doing something. That's the thing. And you listen to the talk show host. I was listening to one the other day, and they're talking about people being on unemployment. You know, when you go out and you do 50 to 60 interviews and all of them are no, it's pretty hard to keep the faith. But here's the thing. If it wasn't for the unemployment that the government is paying, we'd be further deeper down. But there's also some this. But what I'm trying to say here is the unemployment and wages actually are the baseline, not the unemployment. The wages are the baseline. Unemployment is a Band-Aid trying to get us to something where we don't have jobs. Corporate people are afraid to hire right now because you hear one day the Europeans got everything fixed and the next day they don't. And here's what the world really has to do. Are you open to sitting down and looking yourself in the mirror? And what if you could have 1 hour to live and you could do one thing to make it energize your money or your cash flow, what would it be? That is the one you really have to engage in. And whatever it is, and where do you feel you lack the abilities? Because you don't lack them. You just got to find them. And that's the thing. We don't lack anything. We just have to be open to going in and finding them. And when people are afraid to go in and find them, people are afraid to live life and expand into life. And that's something else we have to really, really, truly engage in, is engaging in life. But what is that idea? Where in your life do you see an opportunity to make people's lives better with a gadget, song, book, words, consulting? Everybody has the talent, but we want the instant success, and that's where we fail. And that's 11. Thinking we're thinking outside of the box, but we're actually thinking inside the box. See, one box is another box. It's just like multiple boxes. You want to get the word box, and you want to walk in the sphere of sunlit sapience. A sphere, there's no end to it. You want to live in the universal vista. And all this is just words, but you want to expand your mind with the words. And when you choose to expand your mind, you're really moving forward in an idyllic, perfect way. But where in your life do you want to expand? Let go of the pain of change and trying to do everything else. But really let go of the pain of change. And get into the word expand, enterprise, energize, engage, flow, free, open, unleash, unlock, undescend, unshield. See them freeing words? That's where you want to get to in life. You really want to get to letting go. Because we're so caught up in the pain of change that we can't change. We're in changing times, but we're not changing. We're going further down. And sometimes, I know this is something I am, you really have to let go of thinking the way you want the world to go is going to go. The world's going to take you down a path of expansion. And that's what I'm going through right now myself. I don't talk about what's good for me or what's good for somebody else. I open my eyes to see where they're going. And I have to open my eyes to see what I want to, I choose to do to expand the world. And that's write my CDs, right? And put out my daily visions and do that because I really desire to get inside and really help people to expand their life. And that's what I really choose to do, is I really want to expand people's lives in a better way. And I can do that when I choose to engage in myself and I expand myself. I have the wisdom to expand the world. And that's what the world is looking for, is your wisdom to expand the world. And it comes down to, what are you afraid of to know, understand about yourself? Because what you don't, when you see people and you don't understand that person, that is something you don't understand inside you. And that is something that the world really has an opportunity here to expand in a way, because this country was strong when we had mom and pop grocery stores, mom and pop everything. Little business here, a little bit. Now that we got the big corporations and all the cities look alike, cement buildings, malls, take you down the hall and all that other stuff, it really is holding you in and binding you up. And that's where we're binded. We're waiting for corporations to take us out of it. And we got a new mindset in the management. They don't want to spend the money in this country. And it ain't all their fault, and it ain't all our fault, but it's everybody's responsibility to do this. And where are we really shackled in moving forward? Where do you see your life shackled? It isn't what's going on in the universe. It's what's going on inside you. That's where this is at. And, you know, the thing is I can't tell you where your life is shackled, but what causes the angst when something new happens? That's one where it is. What parent didn't you like? What parent didn't you get along with? What don't you like? What irritates you? What irritates you is where your limitations are. And yes, we all got our limitations, our expectations, and all the patience in the world, but do you have a desire? That's where the world is. Do you have the desire to move yourself forward? That's the question of the century. And where is it inside you that you feel trapped, locked, and it really is painful to go look at? And painful to even talk about. And that is kind of where everything is. And where everything goes, where the energy flows, and we're taught, if we're not angry at something, we're not happy, and we're not this, and we're not that, but that's not true. Whatever you're angry at is holding you back. And that's something else you really have to be open to. And, you know, whatever's happening in your life is direct proportion to what's going on in your inside you and inside your thoughts. But it's really going inside your body. You know, they say mind, body, spirit, but it's really spirit, body, mind. The body is actually leaving. And I'm really starting to understand this. It's actually you got to get it in your stomach to move forward. And that's where the real anticipation of life is in your stomach. And when you can't move forward, you can't live your life. And whatever happens in your life comes from where you're really moving forward to do something else. But where do you feel blocked in your innovation and in your intuitiveness? You can really get the intuitiveness when you're really willing to engage in what you are. But, you know, the engagement is the easy part. It's a letting go. An understanding that everything that's happened in your life was to expand you and not to contract you. And we really get into the contraction because it's easier to contract and see the negative than see the positive in life or in this world right now. And understanding the positive happens is a new concept because with this recession, how is it a positive? See, we always think we have to have a negative thing happen, like when the Depression, we think the war got us out of it. But actually, the war helped, but actually it was people working. But war has never stopped dictatorship. Because when one dictator leaves, another one becomes alive because they actually see how that was. And, you know, the dictators of the world, actually, some of the under lieutenants or colonels or the under people, they actually have a better understanding to but they're afraid to speak because it's the fastest way to the promised land. So how are you your own dictator to yourself? That's a heck of a deal there. How are you dictating yourself and afraid to let something else in or something else do something? So what happens when you do that? It's not about the outcome. It's about the expansion. The outcome will happen when you let go and expand. Today, you can read all over the news about everything but what happened good in the world today. And, you know, it takes a whole world to make up the negative news. How much good stuff happened in your life today? For me, I got to go for a walk, the sunshine. I got to write my vision. I get to have my radio show. And all the other stuff is just a byproduct of this. And yes, is there challenges in my life? Yeah, I'm alive with challenge to live in the ballet of life. You got to dance in challenge to foxtrot in success. If you're not energizing the challenges and you're becoming waylaid by your challenges, you're going to not go forward in life. And that's really kind of where we're at in life today. Everybody's afraid to move forward because it's going to take a different kind of nuances to move out of this and into a new paradigm of success. Success happens when you let go of the challenges and think you failed because you have challenges. You're a success because you have challenges. And challenges aren't anything more than correlating harmony, aggrandizing, lively, love, expanding, nurturing, genius, energizing your sire desires are setting forth and letting go. And the more I understand in forgiveness, when I see somebody say forgiveness and they got to forgive this and forgive that, now forgive yourself and don't put nobody else's name in it, because when you use forgiveness and forgive the other person, you're still missing the learning lesson. And that is something that people don't understand. And success happens because you let go of thinking you fail. That's what happens, because every challenge you have ain't a failure. Challenges are just learning lessons. And thinking you failed is a failure. Understanding it's a learning lesson is a success. And that is something that the world is really afraid of. Is understanding that you're going to fail your way to success. Everybody wants to act like they've never had challenges or something has never happened. And everybody's had them. Donald Trump's had them. And, you know, today we don't have, listen to the campaign trail. And they're all great people, don't get me wrong. But they're too busy trying to look at what's wrong. None of them have the will to put something out there that will make the country go. And they all have the ideas, but the ones they'd scare if they put forth their ideas would be us. We'd be the ones running away. And see, they can't come up with ideas, and they can't cut entitlements because they won't get reelected. It isn't all the politicians' fault. It's all of our fault. We've become too reliant on things, and that's just why the innovation is left. We've all become too reliant on everybody but us. Am I guilty? Oh, yes. I'm more guilty probably than anybody else, or as guilty. But see, I'm willing to expand. That's the thing. It's being willing to unhook, get into that gunfighter will, stand there, and look the challenge in the eye to see the light of wisdom. That's what this is all about. you can't do things thinking you've done something and when you've done nothing. And, you know, when people say, I did this and I did that and everybody did that, it really never happened because it took a bunch of ideas and a bunch of people moving forward. And that's what this world is looking for, is a culmination of ideas and wisdom to really engage in what is going forward. But it's the individual innovation that is going to move this world forward and take the world into the next paradigm. And it's really about us talking to each other and communication. And see, the world has been three things since the beginning of time: text, communication, and numbers. And it's still down to that. But the communication that we've really lost is the listening. That's what we've really lost, is listening to each other. And that's what's going to move us forward. And people are afraid to hear the listening. They want to hear the personal growth is always going to be easy. It's going to be effortless, and it's not. It's going to be very engaging on the inside. And you're going to feel some angst and some challenges on the inside to move your life forward. And that's what people really, really are having a challenge with. So what is it that you're afraid of about the innovation, your innovative self? And that's where this world will really get into a new deal and a new way of living, is when you engage in that inner self. And when you're going to engage, you really got to do something new and different in yourself. And when we think we're thinking outside of the box, how are you still the same? And how are them little tail end thoughts coming up to bite you? I mean, the little tail end thoughts are the ones that are the ones really telling you where you're at in life. It's really about stepping forward and being very, very prominent in life. You got to trust them abilities within yourself. And when you can do that, you will move your life forward. But people don't like angst. And that's why when you see people, do it through love, do it through this. When you do it through love, and you say you do it through love and all this, and what, people are using that to cover up their own angst. And so you can write anything on paper, and anybody tells me they ain't a duck out of water, their feet ain't going under there, that's not true. And people will cover it up, and people buy words, not action. That's something this country really doesn't do, is pay attention to the action of what is going on. And the actions of us is where we're at. There's a lot of rhetoric going on today, but not much action. And people don't have the grit and the get and the go to go forward. People don't like hearing that they're part of the challenges of the world, but they're also part of the expansion of the world. And how are you that? But we haven't went inside ourselves. We haven't took the trip up the vertical timeline yet and went forward on the upward plane. And right now, all we can see in life is what we've taught. And I see a lot of people still using. You know, I can tell people where they're at in life by the words they use. And most people really still use conscious, egotistical words. When I see the words don't, can't, won't, that tells me they're in their egotistical self. And something else, I don't use negative words in any of my writing. I don't know if that's just me or what it is, but I don't use them because it doesn't work. because the subconscious mind picks up a different vibration in the words. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching does. It really takes you forward because it engages you in that forward movement. And that forward movement comes from the inner self. It comes from the gut. Not from the mind. It comes from the gut. You have to expand the gut to move forward. And when you feel the power in the gut, you feel the power in the head, in the mind. And that's what this is all about, is feeling the power in the mind. But people are so afraid to feel that gut, their emotional intelligence. It's where fear lies now, but it's really getting into that emotional intelligence and moving your life forward that'll expand your life. And so how are you afraid to trust your innovation and your inner self and your ideas? Because it's really more about letting go of being right than really doing anything else. And that's something I really understand now. And I really can't say nothing bad, and people are afraid of things that are new. And the coaching world, you can read the coaching world, the spiritual world. There's not a nickel's worth of difference in anybody's writing. They write the same thing in a different way. And you got to really pay attention to that. I write my stuff to expand people. I'm not here to feel good. I'm here to expand. And that's what scares people. As long as they can feel good inside the same thing, they're happy. That's what I mean by thinking you're outside of the box and you're in the box. Nobody else can be where you're at except you. And that really takes us into where we're thinking outside of the box. There isn't anybody in this country truly thinking outside of the box, because everybody's talking about the same thing and doing the same thing. And it's this and it's that, and really it comes down to each individual. This world lacks individual leadership, and that's why the world is really, really afraid. But as long as you're talking like there's a negativity in the world, people think you're expanded. But when you're talking about the negativity in the world, you're talking about your inner negativity, your inner darkness. It's about letting go of that. And that's where life is lived. And, you know, you can tell when I see people write stuff on the internet. I can tell, you know, they say this and they say that, but when you listen and you watch long enough, they're going to send one through that really tells who where they're at in life. And that's why when I write, I don't write for me. I write to expand me and the world. And my writings will expand you, because I'm going to talk directly to that subliminal mind. And that's what Cowboy Wisdom Coaching does. Is we deal directly with the subconscious mind and the body and the DNA, and we deal with history, because a lot of people think history is something. History is a fallacy. History is controlled. Any book is a controlling thing. And that is something else I'm really starting to understand. And you can go to my website, and it's just cowboy-wisdom.com. It's cowboy, CWBY. WSDM@gmail.com. And my phone number is 702-755-9410. And Cowboy Wisdom NLP Coaching will expand you, and it will energize your enterprising energy and open out your prospering eyes. And that's what I do for this world. And what I do is different, and it's new. And it ain't going to feel good every day, because you're going to engage in your little inner self. Where most coaches haven't taken, or spiritual people haven't taken that inner journey, they scratch the surface. I went into mine, and I made that deal with myself a long time ago. And I want to thank everybody for listening, and I'm going to bid you all good night. And we'll talk to you tomorrow night. from right here.